Her sister's favorite ratty jeans and tops were gone, along with her duffel bag. At least she'd taken her toothbrush. For 7 horribly long days, she'd waited for some word as to where her sister had gone, and when, if, she was coming back. Finally, April left a message on Diana's cell phone when she was taping her live television show and couldn't possibly answer it. She was in Colorado, and she was fine. She didn't leave a new number or address. Again and again during the past 3 months, Diana had tried to tell herself that her little sister was simply going through a patch of self-discovery. After all, normal 20-year-old girls tried things out and learned from their mistakes and moved on, didn't they? But nothing about April's life was normal. Not after 10 years bouncing from family to family in the state foster system. Diana hated not being able to keep watch over her sister, hated knowing she couldn't keep her safe. So when April finally called and asked if Diana could come to Vail to meet with her, although it wasn't easy to shift all of her interviews on such short notice, Diana couldn't miss her chance to connect with April. But instead of connecting, they'd fought. And April had stormed out of the cafe, leaving Diana to helplessly wonder how she could possibly save her sister this time. The rental car's windows were covered with condensation, so Diana hit the defrost button, but it didn't work. Reaching into her large leather tote for a package of Kleenex, she wiped a clear circle on the windshield and slowly pulled into the street, inching forward as marble-sized hail battered her car. Every few seconds, she hit the brakes and wiped the moisture off of the windshield. Prudence told her to turn back. But all she wanted was to be back home in San Francisco, wrapped up in a soft blanket on her couch with a novel. As it was, she was cutting it close to get to the airport on time for her flight. The two-lane road that led from Vail to the airport was narrow and winding, and she seriously considered pulling over, turning around, and finding a nearby hotel to wait out the storm. Instead, she took a deep breath and forcefully shook off the sixth sense of foreboding she'd carried with her ever since April had moved to Colorado, turning the radio on to a pop station. "I'm pulling out the windows and taking down the doors. I'm looking under the floorboards in the hopes of finding something more. Listen to me now, 'cause I'm calling out. Don't hold me down, 'cause I'm breaking out. Holding on, I'm standing here, outstretched, outstretched, outstretched for more." Her throat grew tight as she realized that this was one of the songs April had played over and over in her bedroom. How sensitive her little sister obviously was beneath her thick armor, if she liked a heartbreaking song like this. And how hard she must be trying to hide her true feelings from everyone, especially her big sister, who loved her more than anyone or anything. But it had already been an emotional enough day without some song making her cry. So she shifted her gaze to the stereo for a split second to turn it off. Lifting her eyes back to the road, she was startled by bright headlight beams from an oncoming car. Temporarily blinded, she swerved away from the light. Too late, she realized that the only thing between her and the headlights was a wall of rock. Diana screamed as the oncoming car clipped the front bumper of her rental, instinctively bracing for further impact as she spun around and around in circles. The airbags exploded in a burst of white powder and thick, sticky material. Despite her seatbelt, she flew into the tight bags of air, the breath knocked out of her lungs as she hit them hard. Oh, God, she was suffocating. Ripping, grabbing, pulling, she tried to shove the airbag away from her mouth and nose, but she couldn't escape. Sharp pains ran through her, top to bottom, and yet she didn't pass out. Couldn't seem to find that numb place where everything would be all right. Finally, after what seemed like hours, someone found her. A firefighter paramedic,